Welcome to Winners on a Wednesday, episode 316. And in this episode, you're going to be learning about social housing and about how Charlie and Kim are making £40,000 profit per month by finding properties, finding investors, working with the council, but also, more importantly than the money, is they're actually helping people get off the streets and making the world a better place. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Charlie.
I'm Kim.
We currently provide emergency accommodation for local authorities. We've got about 38 units. And at the moment, we turn over about £40,000 a month profit.
Now you might be thinking, how on earth are they making 40 grand a month profit? You're going to see. And this is called tapping into the council's budgets. And at the same time, working with investors, getting people off the streets, homeless people. And believe me, they work absolutely night and day for that. And I think they deserve every single penny. You'll see why.
With our social housing, we do the temporary and emergency accommodation side.
It's not passive income. We are on call 24/7, but we fully enjoy what we do. So this one previously was run by a different supplier. We haven't touched it at all. So it's in the same condition of how they used it. This was their sort of communal wash and dry area. Back door is boarded up. It's been kicked in, so they didn't have any access. And then all the doors, a lot of the locks are broken, doors are broken, which is perfect for a refurb, but not exactly somewhere where people should be living.
These types of properties, these emergency accommodation properties, are with registered providers. And when people get kicked out of their house, they're homeless, they're on the streets, they're destitute, they go to the council and the council provide them with emergency accommodation. The council have got millions of pounds worth of budget for this. But unfortunately, a lot of the houses that they end up living in are pretty bad standard like these ones.
When I was younger, I went down the dark path, so I ended up being kicked out. Went to a youth accommodation, grew up through there, saw how badly some of them can be run. I continued the rest of my life, slowly got out of that bad way, started working 9-to-5 jobs, and then noticed about property. So I thought I'd give it a go. So with this being the communal area, it's in a poor standard again. So what our plan is with the room is we put the walls up to build another bedroom. We'll completely revamp it, new rewire, new fire system, paint and plaster throughout, new carpets, and make it into a higher quality. And then we'll also extend the kitchen out so they have a communal area to be able to eat and drink, as well as a place where they can cook as well. I work with private investors on finding them rundown buildings, quote out refurbs, help them buy it. We manage the refurb, and then I take the properties on a rental. After we've done that, we then run it for social housing, we do homeless accommodation, so temporary and emergency, and then we help manage the buildings, help people change their lives, and give them a chance.
So this is the business model. So what he's doing is he's finding houses, he's packaging and selling them to investors, but then he's offering the investors guaranteed rent. But then what he's doing is he's getting paid as a deal sourcer to find the deal, but then he's renting them from the investors, but he's renting them out to the council. We've got huge budgets for emergency accommodation, so he's getting paid every which way. But the reason he's so successful, I believe, is because Charlie and Kim, they really care about what they're doing. They're actually trying to provide good accommodation for people. And ultimately, your money will follow the value that you provide to the economy.
So this is the condition of the kitchen. It's not exactly well looked after. It's starting to fall apart. This is what a typical bedroom was. And this is actually the better condition property. As you can tell, there's a lot of damage. It's not exactly in great condition. It's diabolical, to be honest. When you come into somewhere like this and you're in a time of need or a time where you need help, you don't want to be walking into somewhere which makes you feel depressed. And this is what this building does. So that's why we change things and make it a lot higher quality. I had one guy who gave me a chance and got me out of my life and into a normal working life. Well, now I do that for other people. This is the bathroom. It's terrible condition. If you actually look through, there is signs of damp and mold. This is another bedroom that we have. A lot of damage, a lot of cracks. There's leaks coming from the ceiling. You got curtain poles which are hanging on by bits of wood or bits of screw. So we'll completely gut this place. New plaster throughout, new paint, new carpets. We'll even put new windows in to make it a lot better and a lot brighter.
When the councils are trying to find landlords for emergency accommodation, they literally tell the landlords, don't bother refurbishing the properties. It's okay, because we don't want them to get too comfortable. That's literally what the councils sometimes say. And I think what Charlie and Kimmy are doing is they're saying, now, we want it to be nice still. Yes, it's for people that are in a little bit of a bad situation, but they're really looking after their people. You'll meet some of their tenants shortly.
This is the smallest room. It's not legally actually a room. It's not big enough, but they did use this as a bedroom. So that's why, once again, we knocked this wall out. We extend the bedroom out and we bring it up to a standard where it should be a 6.5 or over. We go to about 7.5. It's not just property for me. It's a labour of love. I enjoy doing what I do. I turn up whatever time of day and night if somebody needs me and give that extra bit of help and support. But then also, property-wise, I make my investors money, I make myself money, and then the people we house, they get given an opportunity to be able to change over their life and start afresh. So I've got 3 properties in this area. All of them were 4 beds each. Then we'll be converting them to 6 bedrooms, which then will give us 18 rooms to be able to house multiple homeless people. So this property is obviously not up to a good standard. So what we're going to go and do is show you what we think is a better standard for people to be able to live in. So this one here is the refurb version of the one we've just seen. With this one, it was completely back to brick refurb. So we swapped the shower around. So there's 2 accesses to the shower and to the bathroom. So we've currently got 38 units across 7 properties. So units to us is a room. What we do is when we find a property that we like, we find an investor to purchase it. We help design the property and I've got a full build team as well. So we build the property out. Then I guarantee the investor the rent. So we pay about go market rate per bedroom. So for instance, with Chelmsford, we pay £750 a month. With the councils, we're getting paid about £60 a night. So it works out around about £1,075 a month profit per bedroom, which across 38 units works out just over £40,000 a month profit. So here's the outside area. It's a low maintenance garden. And we've got a picnic bench, which we've set up so people can come out, enjoy their time here in the summer, and it makes it a nice communal area. Being on the academy, it's helped me massively. If I have any questions, any legal questions, the mentors have guided me through who I need to contact and what I need to do. There's a large network of people who I can chat with, opens up our network with who we can get to invest, as well as help teach people about social housing and get it more known about. With the kitchen, we fully kitted it out, induction hobs, so it brings it up to a decent standard. Got censored lights as well, which helps with the bills, so the lights go on and off. So this house has 6 rooms. It was a 4-bed property. Spent about £66,000 on the complete refurb. That was back to brick, full rewire, full fire system. We go above and beyond with the fire system, so we've got a life-saving fire system in place, as well as our carpets are very much fire retardant. So safety-wise, the building is a lot higher standard than what is needed.
So these houses that you're seeing, they're actually rent-to-rents. So he's finding the deal. He knows that the council would really want to use this for emergency accommodation. He's selling it to an investor, but the investor, of course, wants to push the value up of their house anyway. The investor's going to be able to buy a house, push the value up, refinance it. They're paying him a fee for that, of course, which is fine. But then he's offering them a guaranteed rent, and then he's renting out for a higher amount. So it just makes sense to do it in a nice standard. Most emergency accommodation properties are absolute wrecks, like we've seen. So I love what he's doing.
The bathroom here, instead of having a bath and with an overhead shower, we've done a wet room. It's a lot easier for people to clean, as well as people who've got any walking disabilities, then they don't have to climb in and out of baths. It's just a full wet room, easy to clean, easy to maintain. Property definitely changed my life. I've gone from not being able to afford anything to now I wake up in the morning and actually want to get out of bed. If I want to have a takeaway, I can have a takeaway. If I want to go on holiday, I can go on holiday. Now I don't have to worry about money.
And that's the best thing. When you're making a lot of money, but also you love what you're doing and you feel you're making a difference, that's the true definition of happiness in a business, I believe.
So this is another house that we've done. It used to be run by another provider, which was a HMO for homeless accommodation. We've come in, done £100,000 refurb to make it a lot nicer than what the current condition used to be. For the HMO regulations, because this is an 8-bed property, we need 2 kitchens. With the limited space that we had, we worked with the council that we had 1 kitchen here, kept an open space for fire safety so it wasn't so cramped. Then we put another kitchen in place, and then further up, this is where we have sort of the communal area.
My name's Simon, and I was a tenant with Charlie and Kim. So been in a lot of social housing, especially where I used to get in trouble a lot. Charlie and Kim are the only ones I've ever seen, like, they refurb their properties and make them habitable, make them clean, tidy. They look good, you know? And it's not even just that, it's a personal touch.
So this is one of the bedrooms. So what we do provide in every single room is a bed. We've got chest of drawers. There's also a wardrobe next to you. Some of the rooms you do have bedside cabinets as well. But once again, we've got clean bed sheets which go on the property. These actually go on the mattress. They are bed bug protection, stain protection. So when a new person moves in, we can take them off and then put new ones on. So as you can see from the house we was in first, this is a massive difference. It's a lot cleaner, it's a lot nicer, it's a lot brighter. So it makes people feel more at home. So this is typically what the room would look like when someone's living here. Obviously they're not massive spaces and a lot of people move in their whole entire home. So what we try and do is make it so that it's wide enough that they can get in and out. We've also got an ensuite and a shower for this room so that they don't have to use any of the other facility.
Charlie and Kim helped me out, like with getting custody of my son. They helped me out with furniture and everything. When I left, they helped me move in. Everything is absolutely brilliant for me. And that's easy. It is largely down to the treatment that I received from Charlie and Kim and his company, New Hope Rentals.
So you've currently gone around a couple of my properties, some that we've done the work to, and some which are ex-provider accommodation.
So you'll have seen some of the worst now. I think even our worst isn't the worst out there, unfortunately. That's the sad truth of it. But you've also seen what the standard should be. And yeah, it's not a passive income, but it's much more rewarding.
And my advice to Charlie and Kimmy is to use the profits that they're doing from this business to start buying their own properties, which will be passive. So you've got passive over here, but you've got massive over here. I myself rent a lot of my properties out in HMOs, through housing associations, to the council. And if you want to learn more about that and you want to get into property and tap into social housing and emergency accommodation from the council's budgets, then feel free to come down, meet with me in person at the next Property Investors Crash Course. I'll leave a link in the description and I'm very happy to help you get started in property, not just make a lot of money, but also make a big difference too.